Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today and happy February. We got through January, the very cold, cold weather, and my guest today, Debbie Costantino from VIP, is shaking her head, right,
good
Debbie?
Morning. Yeah, it's been cold.
So let's hope February is a little bit calmer and warmer, right?
Fingers are crossed.
And for those of you that may not know Debbie, yes, Debbie is from VIP or Victims Intervention Program of Wayne and Pike Counties. Debbie and I have known each other for how many years already?
I got to be almost seven. I've been with VIP for 7.5 years.
Okay, so, yeah. Yes. And you've been on the show before, but not recently. But we do a lot of work together.
Absolutely.
And so you are the Children's Program Manager at VIP, correct?
That is correct.
And we are here to talk about Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, right?
That is correct. Yeah, February is TDVAM, as they call it for short. Mm-hmm. And that is for Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And you work, what's the ages that you do work with?
So we work with all ages. We do typically start around the 5-year mark, just because the content of what we talk about sometimes can be a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. But we do have programs that are centered towards daycare children as well. But we work with anyone from the ages of 5 to 18 and above. And then the children's advocates specifically working in the schools work with pre-kindergarten straight through to high school.
Right, right. And you do a lot of that programming yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And your team, you have a wonderful team.
100%.
At VIP, you know, many of them.
For sure.
I think I've had each and every one of them on the show at one point. So do you want to talk a little bit, I like to say who is VIP, because you really do have a wonderful team and there's people behind that truly care.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about our program is it's always evolving and adding on new ways to help in the best that we can. So we are a nonprofit agency, and we do work with anyone who's experienced crimes such as domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, harassment, stalking, other crimes such of that. And we do provide services to men, women, and children. It's not just one. Mm-hmm. We serve anybody that has unfortunately experienced these things. We also work with their significant others as well. So if they have a family member or friend that is struggling with what has happened to them, then we also will see them and provide services to them as well.
Right, right. That is, again, wonderful. And your services, talk a little bit about them. They're free, and the most important is they're confidential.
Absolutely. So, yeah, all of our services are free and 100% confidential. Anything that is shared with us, other than the necessity for a mandated report with a child being hurt, is 100% confidential. So we do operate a 24/7 hotline. Mm-hmm. We also provide crisis and individual counseling, court and hospital accompaniment. So if someone is unfortunately in the hospital for experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault, we can come and talk to them, let them know about our services, and provide support during any type of exams that they must experience. Mm-hmm. We also assist with filing protections from abuse when it comes to the PFAs at the courthouse. And then we also do have an emergency shelter for those fleeing from domestic violence. And the wonderful thing about our shelter is we also have a separate shelter for pets. So if there is a family member that is a pet, mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about leaving them behind. They will be taken care of as well. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other things we do is we do provide professional trainings. So things about mandated reporting are things we can provide to businesses and agencies, as well as sexual harassment in the workplace. And then the children's program really does take on a lot with regards to educating adults and children in prevention.
Right. I know, you know, Erica.
Yeah, wonderful Erica.
One of many that works with VIP comes in and talks to our new nurses, our staff and stuff like that how to recognize domestic violence, human trafficking, which again is a whole nother show.
100% is.
When we talk about, but today we do really want to talk about teens and dating. And have relationships changed over the years for teens, especially with social media, online dating?
Definitely.
Like
yeah. So in general, teen dating violence typically affects millions of teens every year in the U.S. The breakdown is something like 1 in 3 U.S. teens that usually experience a physical, sexual, or emotional abuse by someone in a relationship before they become an adult. Wow. And the thing is that there are severe consequences that can be the result of being in an abusive relationship. So victims of teen dating violence are more likely to experience symptoms of depression, anxiety, engage in risky behaviors such as substance abuse. They exhibit antisocial behaviors as well as have thoughts of suicide. And it increases the likelihood for additional victimization later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then definitely when you involve the social media aspect, it's obviously no secret that it is really a required, almost required means of socializing these days. So, and it has a massive influence, really does create opportunities further for teen dating violence to occur. Digital technology is really just allowing the ability for further control and abuse through heightened vulnerability and the risk of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Social media can be used, for bullying, intimidation, monitoring and controlling behavior, image-based or text-based sexual violence, stalking, and threats. And youth may misinterpret these abusive online behaviors as signs of love or attention.
Right, right. That's the sad part, is like those negative actions people think is love and attention, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you put that wall of the, you know, computer screen or phone screen in front of you, and it really does allow people to act in ways they may not act in person.
Right, right. Yeah, that's that's very scary. Yeah. But, you know, what you do at VIP, and I know we work very closely again with our Together for Health School program.
We love it.
So what programs do you provide, like, in the schools for teens?
Yeah.
You know, for example, like healthy relationships. You did a great program this past October in all, you know, 4 of our school districts, our 3 W's and our Forest City.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we are so grateful to always have that opportunity too. So, but we do provide programs for all ages in the school. So we do, like I said, start from like maybe preschool through grade 12. And many of the most important topics that we talk about are body safety, bullying, dating violence, healthy relationships. And we do provide those classroom presentations one-on-one. We also do have some group counseling services in the schools. We also do the individual in-service in our offices as well. And then sometimes we are in places like daycares. But some of the more popular programs that we do, definitely with the younger kiddos, are the body safety, which talks about safe and unsafe touches, personal space, boundaries, consent, 10 things to do instead of hitting. So that provides coping skills and alternatives to nonviolent options to handling relationships at a young age. And then when we get into the teenage years, we definitely focus on our healthy relationships programs, which really help identify red flags in relationships. We talk about respect, positive communication, what consent is. We also offer a group called Expect Respect, and that is where we discuss the safety and importance of healthy relationships. So since January of last year, 2024, we've actually provided over 83 programs in, in our, whether it's prevention or educational awareness. And those 83 programs has reached around 3,000 youth.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Yep. We've been increasing that almost every year since I think I've started. The numbers have definitely gone up in that respect, which is wonderful. And that is due and thanks to working in programs like Together for Health and the schools offering the opportunity for us to come in and talk to the kiddos.
Right.
So the one that we did recently showed some concerns of our youth being in some relationships. We actually had a group of seventh graders, 33% of them that had no idea what the word consent meant.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They were not aware what consent means, what it looks like, how to obtain it, or how to look for it, as well as 45% of 10th graders in a different school that were experiencing unhealthy relationships where they had more than 5 red flags showing from some quizzes that they took through our Together for Health program.
Yes, yes.
We were able to thankfully go in and kind of follow up with them on some of those things. And then individually, we have served over 200 youth, roughly half of them being between the ages of 13 to 17.
Wow, wow. Yeah. And I know you just finished up a contest, right? An art contest. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our second annual TDVAM, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, art contest. Thankfully, through the support of the schools and our Facebook and Instagram social media, we were able to advertise our billboard contest. And with the support of some of the art teachers at the school, we were able to get 23 submissions of art, and we had 4 winners who will have their art displayed on a billboard in relation to what does love and respect and healthy relationships look like? Yeah, so it's going to be great. So they will also have the billboard, and they will also be getting a gift card and some little VIP prizes for everyone that's involved.
That is awesome. Yeah. It is so wonderful to recognize our youth and, you know, the positive impact you have on them and the work that you do and how successful it is. What does a healthy relationship look like?
Yeah, so that definitely is going to include things like respecting boundaries, whether those boundaries are physical, whether they're emotional or digital, and respecting individuality and privacy, that everyone is their own person,
mm-hmm.
understanding and respecting what consent means and what it does and doesn't look like.
Yeah.
Consent is definitely involving in the words yes or no. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking for a clear-cut answer there. Feeling comfortable in that relationship, not feeling like you're walking on eggshells or that you have to constantly worry about your partner being happy or unhappy. Encouraging and supporting your goals and growth. Again, having that individuality, knowing that your success is their success and that you are an individual and have achievements that you want to reach. And it also includes things like having open and honest communication and, of course, equality.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You know, any words like if a teen feels like they're in an unhealthy relationship, who should they go to?
Definitely want to reach out to any trusted adult, whether that be a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, teacher, school counselor, principal, definitely VIP as well. It can be difficult to speak to someone that you know and trust sometimes about these things for fear of judgment, but it's also important to make sure you build a good support system so that if there is something that happens, you do have the support of an adult to help you get through these situations, and knowing that any abuse is not your fault. You definitely didn't ask for that. Yes. And that's what's so great about having the confidentiality at VIP as well, is that you are able to have that with us, with letting us know what's going on, right, and our support in helping you through that.
Right. And again, you're in the schools a lot, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So like their counselors and their teachers, you know, have your contact information.
They do. And then again, with the confidentiality being in place, once that referral is made, the information is, again, staying with between myself and the student or whomever they choose to share it with.
Right. And, you know, we do have like a couple of minutes left.
Yeah.
I know we talked a lot about teen relationships and stuff like that. But would this information also help with adult relationships?
100%. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the same abusive behaviors and tactics are used in relationships far reaching into adulthood. The misuse of social media tends to be more common in teen or young adult relationships, but learning those red flags at an early age can really prevent the possibility of future negative situations happening, which obviously would mean as an adult, you know what to look for and what your boundary levels are and what mm-hmm. you will stand for mm-hmm. and what's a red flag.
Right, yeah. Right. And, you know, like, you know, speaking again, all this information can pertain to teens, adults as well, male and female, other yeah. types of relationships as well. And also with adult relationships, having a healthy one as an adult can help show your children or, you know, other family members who are younger how important
Certainly.
That is, right?
Absolutely. It would be a great role model to show, you know, that's why it's great even when there are situations where parents do need to be divorced. It sometimes they want to stay together for the kids. And really, if no one is happy, that is not going to show such a great example to your children. You want mm-hmm. to show that it's all about making proper decisions that are best for everyone.
Right, correct. And because, you know, parents can get divorced and it could be very on a civil,
sure
healthy
can.
Relationship basis, and kids can, you know, really, you know, continue to thrive knowing that their parents can still get along, but maybe not be together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we always try to point out, too, you get to have two Christmases or two Hanukkahs, you know.
Right, presents. Or other holidays
yeah.
and stuff like that. So,
there's some benefits
yeah,
to it
there
sometimes.
There is, right? And sometimes you get an extended family as well, right?
Yes, definitely.
Which can be definitely beneficial.
And bigger support system, the
right.
better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how can somebody get in contact with VIP?
Oh, absolutely. Multiple different ways you can do this. We do have that 24/7 hotline, which is 570-253-4401. You can also reach out via chat on our website, which is www.vipempowers.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can also text our hotline number, which is 570-253-4401 to reach out. And then you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, both for VIP, and the teens have their own section at Teens for VIP.
Right, great.
Yeah.
And I know you have such useful information on your website as
we
well.
We do. Yep, there's definitely some some basic information on there, mm-hmm. Things to help you decide whether or not you even want to make a call to us. But we're right. here to support you.
Right. And again, you know, I think the most important thing is to, again, let our listeners know it is free and confidential.
Free and confidential. And we are always here to support you. Abuse is never your fault.
Well, Debbie, I'm so thankful that you joined the show today. Debbie is from Victims Intervention Program, both Wayne and Pike Counties, correct?
Correct. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate any opportunity we can to educate our community.
Oh, you are so welcome. All of you do an amazing job for our
Thank
community.
You.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.